The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. You're as beautiful as you feel. We've got a beautiful lady in the studio right now, Bess Marks with Lazy Boy. I'm so happy to see you. Last time you were by phone, and now she's live and in person. How are you, Bess?
I know. We left home early this time to Yay. Get here right on time, and fortunately, no.
I'm so
no
proud
incidents.
Of you.
No incidents on the interstate.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah, we were talking before we got started here. You know, talking about being as beautiful as you feel, and you know, your home and how you live and what you come home to is so important.
And oh, it's our environment,
right?
You know, I remember growing up, and they said, "Is it environment or is it heredity? You know, which is the most important to the development of a." To your personality development, is it what the surroundings that you're in, or is it the gene pool that you inherited? Which one? And you know, the answer that I remember coming to the conclusion, and I still hold to this, that the answer is both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some are, you know, blessed with a gene pool that is incredibly talented, and some a little less, but nevertheless a valuable human.
Mm-hmm.
But your environment plays a big part in the development of that talent.
Absolutely.
If things are never nurtured and the surroundings are not there for that to be supported, it's not necessarily. It does on some. There's some who, you know, like a pansy in a crack in a sidewalk, come up regardless of the
right.
circumstances. But the environment is an incredibly important impact on our well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we're talking about this is because when I was thinking about Lazy Boy and the history of Lazy Boy, this is a company that's been around a long time, right?
Well, let's see, 1928.
Woo! Okay, that's
how about
a long
that?
Time.
We're coming up on our anniversary, so
wow.
we're going to be having an anniversary sale coming up. I know you find that to be a surprise.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, big surprise, anniversary sale, but I'm going to look forward to it for sure. And then you've been with this organization company how long? Not since 1928, because you're only 29, so.
It's true. It's true. It's really older than my mother, too. How about
uh-oh,
that?
Uh-oh.
I've been with Lazy Boy 25 years.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I find that hard to believe, but I do believe it. And the reason we bring this up about environment and your surroundings is because when I think Lazy Boy, the first thing that comes to mind, I'm going to be honest, is a recliner.
Oh, well, you should.
Right? That's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's what brought us to the party. You
yeah.
know, it started up in Monroe, Michigan, all those years ago as a couple of German engineer brothers, the Knaebusches, just developed this chair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, during World War II, Lazy Boy served in the war making tanker seats.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
In World War II?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then, you know, after the war, there was the big housing boom and baby boom, of which I'm one.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lazy Boy began to grow, you know, exponentially grow with that. And it went from recliners to sofas, you know, sofas that go with the recliners and
mm-hmm.
sleep sofas.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
That is still a big deal. If you've got a place with some tight spots and
mm-hmm.
you need extra sleeping, that's what you've got to have. You
mm-hmm.
know, it just makes all the difference. I don't know. Ours are so comfortable, you may not want it. You may not want company to stay that long.
That's right. Make sure those sofa beds aren't
yeah.
too comfortable. But it's just fascinating to me, the history of it. And then now, Lazy Boy is not the Lazy Boy that it was all those years ago. Still great quality, credibility, great product. But now you do so much more.
I know.
And that's
you, yeah.
how we got into the conversation about environment, because
exactly.
you have experts that can help you create your home, your environment, that it's going to be pleasing to you.
Oh, yeah.
Which
Absolutely.
Is fantastic.
Well, you know, the problem is not at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we live with something, we tolerate something until, that's what this friend of mine who is a counselor said one time. She said, you know, we tolerate and we tolerate and mm-hmm. we tolerate until it becomes intolerable.
Right.
And I just recently read this thing, like you can read something 999 times, and on the 1,000th time, you begin to see what it really is, you know.
I've done that before.
Isn't that bizarre? Yeah.
Well, you've seen it before, but for some reason, suddenly you're in a place where it clicks in and makes sense.
So that's what Lazy Boy does. You know, as we've developed our, as the company and the product line and the value of the product has developed over, you know, the last 97 years.
Wow.
That, it is, you know, it's moved from just a chair, a wonderful chair, to, you know, a full home product. Mm-hmm. We have living room, dining room, bedroom, home office, whatever you need to accommodate. Meg, we have our product, our Lazy Boy upholstery itself. When you do all the sofas and chairs, love seats, sectional pieces, the motors, the power for the new power motors and the trims, the fabrics, the combinations, it's like $800 million. It's just
wow,
an astounding number of combinations
wow.
that Lazy Boy can do.
And I
it's
don't
a lot.
People realize that you do so much.
And you
more
don't have
today.
To see all those. You don't have to see all
800 million.
Those. Yeah, you don't
Might
have
take
to see
a while.
Those. You don't have to see those. You don't have to see those. No, but what they do, what that does give you is the way to make this your home, you know, and your furniture, what fits you. Mm-hmm. How does this work? And so it's not cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And we really set up our showroom floor to be an inspiration room. You know, it's like, how does this appeal? Does that appeal to you? Does this appeal to you? Is this, you know, and it's okay if you look at something and go, oh my, no, that's fine. we're okay. It's okay. Because that we know that there's something here that mm-hmm. will reach you and that will speak to you and that will make your home look like a picture out of a magazine.
Yes. Well, I knew Bess from years ago, and so it's been a while. And then when she came in and I started back in the last year, and I did not realize that Lazy Boy had design experts. This was something that I did not know, that they will take you and help you go through that 800 million choices, right? And really help you find something that's
well, we
right
can really
for
bypass.
You.
We can bypass those.
You know, but you have the experts right there in the store, but they will even come out to your home. Is
exactly,
that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What happened is it really started around Las Vegas, and it started also with a couple of other furniture companies were doing it. You know, back 50 or 60 years ago, as box stores is what they are, you know, like Lazy Boy stores specifically assigned to, you know, a store itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, Ethan Allen stores.
Oh, gosh, I remember that.
Yeah, stores, they were all related. They were all up in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They were all related. They all kind of learned from each other. And so the in-home service was really started from some, and then also, executives would swap companies, you know, so you'd get a little piece of this information and that now this company's got the advantage of understanding it. But everybody did it. So
in
it was
the furniture
business,
right, yeah.
It was a small world. I think it still is a small world. But so it was back in the 70s or the 80s, the early 80s, that said, you know, it was recognized, the problem's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the brand was growing and the stores were developing across the board and all, moving out of, you know, large showrooms, multi company showrooms to just specific, you know, this is a specific product line showroom.
Right.
Realized that the problem is in the house.
Mm.
You know, it's not here in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And the stores were user size, you know, they weren't these mega stores, you know, so they were, you know, nice, comfortable stores that you walk in. Now we've got the problem. So let's talk about your problem.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, and this, this program grew up from there.
Right.
To be able to, what if we had somebody who could go out and really look at where the problem is and get the exactly what we need, what's going to work properly in this space, you know, because there's so many questions out there. Color influences, mm-hmm. you know, what color influences what?
Which changes all the time, it really. It's very trendy, right?
But, you know, like, you know, orange and blue are compatible colors. But if you get another color in there, it could, you know, cast some sort of a different shade literally mm-hmm. on it and make the color not be what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your wall colors, your natural lighting, all these things matter. So, you know, being able to see the fabric inside the space is tremendous.
It's a whole different thing than just seeing it on a swatch.
It's a whole different ball game mm-hmm. than just seeing it on the swatch. And then also your traffic patterns. So, you know, a sofa is a big piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only furniture in the room. You know, there are other things that you want to get in there. And, you know, so what we want to ask is, you know, has this room used?
True, because that makes a huge difference. Is this a formal sitting room, or is this where we're watching football games?
Exactly, exactly. You know, who uses it? What's happening? Is it you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you and a partner, or is it a whole house full of folks? And it doesn't matter. We're able to address each of those, but it does matter how that home is because a house full of activity is going to be one that considerations need to be made. You know, what are the fabrics? What are the rugs? You mm-hmm. know, what kind of rugs do we need to use? What are the tables? You know, tables are a fabulously functional role. You know, they and they are so misunderstood.
You know, I'm sorry. They're misunderstood. Okay.
Oh, they are terribly misunderstood, and they're so important because
I've just never thought about a poor table being misunderstood. But I'm gonna follow you on this track here.
It is. You know, so many times we see, in visiting with people, these tiny little tables against this nice big sofa, which has no room for a lamp, no adequate lighting, and it's like, well, I think we can do some other things here.
What happened here?
Yeah, let's talk about doing some other things. So I think, you know, we were talking before the show started today and about, you know, challenges that come up and what are people, you know, what's challenging people. I think one thing is fear.
Mm.
Fear of making the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And that coupled with being overwhelmed by the opportunities that are out there right now. You know, you can just turn on, you can research anything on your computer and suddenly you're served 17
design choices.
What did I do? You know, like in our family, we're thinking about refinancing a piece of property, and all of a sudden today I have gotten like 4 phone calls from random finance areas. It's like, stop, leave us alone, you know, go away.
Right.
But it's still overwhelming, mm-hmm. you know, and that was just one thing that we happened to do, and all of a sudden we're inundated. So that's happening to people to, you're waving your hand at
me. Well, I just wanted to say real quick, because this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you just joined us, we're talking with Bess Marks with Lazy Boy. If you've got a question for her, this is the time, 850-437-1620. So finish your thought.
Yes, ma'am. No, that was good. I knew I was like,
just want to make sure somebody just came in and they knew we were talking to. So
need to slow this train down because somebody's got something to say. Miss Meg has something to say.
But I just love this idea of, because you know, when you're first, especially for first time home buyers or somebody that's newly married or even a senior or somebody that's retiring and they're wanting to redesign their living space.
It's across the board.
But then it's so overwhelming, the choices.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want people to walk in my house and go, oh.
Or even worse, you don't want to walk in your house and go,
Oh, gosh, it just doesn't work. It looks so good in the showroom.
I know. Exactly. It's like having that dress in the closet for 2 or 3 years, and then you put it on and go, that's why it's been in my closet.
What was I thinking? Yeah. What was I doing?
Why wasn't I thinking?
That's right. So with Lazy Boy, though, you do have the experts that can help with that. And
that's
that,
right.
That's a huge, to me, that's a huge service. And a big difference from who you were 40 years ago.
Yeah. But it's where we've grown up. You know, we've grown up developing this program. This is not something that's like, oh, by the way, I think we'll just have some designers and see what happens. No, this has been developed over 50 years to bring the best to the customer, to address the challenge that's in the home and fix it and make it something that you love, that loves and hugs on you.
So what are you seeing now as we're into 2025, which sometimes I can't even get my mind around that number.
I know.
What are some of the things now? I mean, there was a period, there's different periods where furniture, there was the early American classic, there were all these different, what's kind of happening now? And you're, because you see it all, what do you think, what are the trends now?
I think one of the big trends now is a real relaxed lifestyle. But that doesn't mean sloppy. That doesn't mean fraternity house. You know, it means that...
It's a whole other genre. But.
Yeah, which we don't need to discuss in any form. but really, you know, where we all want to be able to use every inch of our space.
It's almost, I've noticed, minimalist in a lot of ways, where there's not as much clutter. Back when the early American or country was popular, you had all kinds of stuff all over the place.
But those influences are still with us. You know, that's an Americana feel. That is, you know, when we talk about farmhouse, you know, we see all those wonderful shows. And, you know, that's still an influence that's out there. But you're right. It's become much more...
Fine-tuned, more edited.
In that, I remember when I first started designing, we all got these cabinets. You know, we had to hide the TV. There was this thought process that the television certainly couldn't, even though people watch it all the time.
It's always on.
That screen is always on. And as that has evolved, you know, now we have these enormous screens, and so they've got to fit into our spaces to use our rooms. You know, we want to use our rooms. You know, we don't dedicate rooms anymore to special occasions. Now, one of my favorite things is a dining room. You know, I love a dining room. I love having a dining room. I love using the dining room. You know, I love china. I love silver. I love, and I think. I think that it's becoming more acceptable to do that now. There was a time where, you know, a dining room really took a back seat.
That's true. It was sort of unpopular for a while, and now it's kind of coming back.
Yeah, it seems.
And people getting together and dining, and maybe that's a result of COVID because we were all separated for so long.
Maybe so.
And so now we want to get to have gatherings and get together, and
I think food is easier to get. You know, you can get. It's easier to have a beautiful meal. You know, there's so many places you can get food brought in. You don't have to really prepare. You know, a lot of things have evolved. So we're constantly changing with that evolution and more open spaces, you know. So how do you make this room relate to that room? Because it's so important. Because in a lot of the newer houses today, you can stand in a central point and see almost every living space.
That's so true. I hadn't thought about that. You're absolutely right.
So it needs to thread together. It needs to tell the same story and share the story, which is your story. So we want to help you develop your vision of your story. What is your story? You know, it's are you eclectic? Are you minimalist? Are you over the top? What is it that you want to say? What is it that feeds you?
Because it really is an expression of who you are, your home.
Well, of course, it's the outward extension. That's, you know, I remember years and years ago when I just was starting out as a designer, went to a friend's house, and we were looking at her den, and we were talking about it, and we walked down the hall, and I looked in her guest room. There was nothing in the entire house that resembled that guest room. It was totally opposite.
Really?
Every other room had a reflection of who she was, who they were. But this room was like it had just been placed in there. It was pulled together and attractive. It just was just dropped in the space. And so I looked at her and I went, Jill, who is this? And she went, that's so funny. She laughed. She said, that's so funny. That's my mother.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. That's right. That's mom's guest room is what that was.
Mom's room. I said, because it's so not you. You know, she was this fabulous artist, and you know, it was all reflected throughout the house, all this mm-hmm. energy and creativity. And I walked in and went, well, okay.
Yeah.
And she said, that's mom's room. I said, okay.
Okay, well, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left here. Is there anything, Bess, that you'd like to talk about in reference? Maybe just your locations, where people, the hours, just some basic things that people can, if they want to get in touch with the store or someone at the store, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, well, I-10 is our friend. We are here on Bayou Boulevard, just off I-10. We are on in Spanish Fort, just off I-10, and we are in Mobile on Airport Boulevard. You have to get off 10 and get on 65 to get on Airport, but mm-hmm. we're in all three locations, and we're from 10 to 6, Monday to Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday, and we're just having a great time.
It's a beautiful location. The stores are great, but I just love the whole history of Lazy Boy and how far you've come in all these years. And
isn't that amazing?
It is really neat. Uh-huh. And the thing that I'm going to date myself now, but power recliners.
Aren't they amazing?
That to me is like the coolest invention since sliced bread.
I remember
having it kind of do the, the handles
those,
and stuff.
Those wonderful things are still there.
Are they?
That, oh, yes.
You could still get the old-fashioned kind?
Oh, you certainly can.
Oh.
And that is a fabulous recliner because it can do the zero gravity position. And it's amazing. Knees higher than the hips and hips higher than the ankles, and everything is kind of relaxed out there. The power chair can do it too. But I remember when they first introduced power at market years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I thought to myself, it'd come from Europe, you know, and we kind of trend after Europe. And I thought, what are they talking about? I'm not really sure that's going to be a go here. And so guess what? We just put in my mother's house.
Oh.
And I was so worried about, this is how easy these things are to work, though. This is my mom is 95.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had had that wonderful recliner with a lever.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is she'd had it for so long, and it had gotten just, you know, she does everything. She eats in her chair,
oh,
you know,
sure.
she, in
yeah.
front of her TV yep. and all. And it had just really... it had gotten loved out. You know,
mm-hmm.
it had loved and hugged on her long enough. So I talked to my sisters, and we got a power recliner for her. And I wondered, I thought, I don't know, Mom, you know, she's 95. She can work that power recliner like nobody's business.
Like an astronaut.
Like an astronaut. It's like... So no worries there. No worries. Yeah.
I love
so
that.
So if a 95-year-old can work it and figure it out, it's easy
too.
To do.
That's
it's easy
great.
To do.
That's great. We've been talking this morning with Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries on Pep Talk this morning. Thank you so much for coming in, Bess.
Oh, Meg, what
such
a great
a
time we had.
I know. So again, those locations, just in case someone wants to stop by and talk to someone about it, maybe it's time for a little change.
Pensacola, Mobile, Spanish Fort.
All right. There you go. Thanks again, Bess, for being here. You've been listening this morning to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.